If all goes according to plan, starting 1 week from today, 100 Boston police officers will be wearing body cameras on duty, partly in response to several shootings by police officers of young black men elsewhere in the country. When the plan was first floated, no officers volunteered to wear the devices in Boston, so police officers were chosen to take part. Training on the cameras began yesterday. And to talk about how the plan is going so far, we're joined this morning by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Mayor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with an update. The 100 police officers are in training right now on how to use the equipment. How's it going, and what are they doing?
So far, it started yesterday, and really going through the legal terms of what's required of officers, how these cameras work. Making sure that the officers understand them. And over the course of the next few days, we're going to be training them, and we're going to be training the superiors, and we'll have them out in the street sometime next week.
It was difficult for the city to get the 100 candidates, the 100 officers for the program. No one volunteered. The participants were then selected, which is kind of like ordered to be volunteers. Have you won them over yet? Are they now willing participants?
Yeah, I had a chance yesterday to talk to many of the officers there. Many of them were very open to the idea. Again, it's a change in the way that police do their work. It's another piece of technology that they have to be careful of, something else they have to make sure that when they report, that they work accurately on their reports. So I think at the end of the day, we'll be able to see through this pilot the comfort of the police officers. Obviously, our police department, we have very intelligent officers and very capable officers. So they're going to catch on to the use of this equipment and how they work pretty quickly.
The police department says 55 of the participants are white, 29 are black, 13 are Latino, 3 are Asian, and there's been some criticism of that, as you know. The NAACP has questioned why what it calls a disproportionately high number of black officers are wearing the cameras in this pilot program.
That's simply not true. I mean, that's just not true. I mean, I'm not sure exactly. I don't have the exact numbers of the breakdown of the Boston Police Department. But, you know, I think that a lot of people are giving their opinion on what a body camera does it's supposed to do. And I can tell you, I don't think anyone fully understands the program, and we're going to learn this as we move forward. I think that there's always going to be criticism on a lot of different things that we do. And I think I would appreciate if we could just let's see how the pilot works before we start to criticize this. This is an independent decision how we pick these officers. So, I mean, I don't know if we can ever make everybody happy all the time, but certainly we're moving forward here. Myself and the commissioner mentioned that about a year ago that we would have a pilot program, and we have a pilot program, so we're moving forward.
Do you know why no officers from the largely Latino East Boston neighborhood were
because
not
East
selected
Boston,
for the pilot?
East Boston was not one of the areas selected. But, however, the officers that were selected, I think one of the criticisms was that the interaction with the Latino community. We have the Latino community throughout the entire city of Boston, and we're going to continue to work with everybody to make sure that we see how this works.
How is the body camera pilot program going to be measured? What metrics will assess its success or failure?
We're going to look at metrics. It's also going to be human interaction, and we're going to be talking to people from the public and also the police officers.
So it's a six-month-long pilot program. Do you anticipate that, assuming it's successful, that there'll be a quick or a slow rollout to all other Boston police officers?
Well, we have to look at how the pilot works, and also we have to look at as far as the payment of these. This a full implementation of this body camera program is going to be roughly between $6 and $8 million for the entire department if we were to do something like that. So again, there's a lot of questions. I'm not going to get way ahead of myself right now. I want to focus on the pilot, see how the pilot works, and then take the steps after that.
And what guidelines are in place for making body camera video public, Mayor, if there's some sort of incident that might necessitate that?
At some point, we'll be able to give that information. That's something that I know that the legal team is working on and seeing how we move forward with that. But any time that we've had an incident in the city that involves a police-involved shooting, within a very short period of time, if there's video, we get it out on the street.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition about this pilot program where officers are wearing police body cameras.
Thank you very much, Bob.